Next kino lofa adonai yatzdaka v'lanu boshet tapanim, which is found on page 240 in the art scroll. So this kina, even more so than the previous kinos, puts forth the simple fact that we are to blame for the realities in which we experience. And we say we over here, we mean literally we, as it says, bosos asher place on the oz yad ata. The single greatest obstacle that stands between us and tshuva is the recognition of guilt. That we are so trained, we are so accustomed to rationalizing, to offering excuses and for justifying our actions to ourselves, to our spouse, to our family members, to our employers, to everyone we speak with and interact with, that it is very difficult for us to be able to acknowledge and to own up to the responsibilities that we have and to recognize that L'cha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boshet Tapanim. It is clearly the single greatest obstacle in tshuva, and perhaps that reason why when we're going to begin saying Slichos a little more than a month from now, so that is the opening lines of the Slichos. Slichos begins, L'cha Adonai Atztaka V'lanu Boshet Tapanim. If we can't get that out of the way, then there's no point in going on. There's no point in clapping our face. There's no point in any of the, if it cannot be a sincere recognition of Lanu Boshet Tapanim. Lanu Boshet Tapanim is such an important, integral aspect of tshuva. When it comes to the chatoim which led to the Khurban, Chazal left no stone unturned. The Medrash says on the pasuk that we read last night, Golso Yehuda Me'oni. So Chazal, pick apart that word Oni, and say, Golso Yehuda, why? Al she'achu chametz b'pesach. As the pasuk says, Osochal lov chametz, shevet yamim tochu v'matas lechem Oni. Golso Yehuda Me'oni, say Chazal, why? Because we took a mashkon from Aniyim. Because we were mezalzel in Aniyim. Because we took the matnos Aniyim. Because we ate nicer Oni. Because I'll go on and on and on, just on that word alone, to say that we have many responsibilities. This is not only about Zilzul HaMikdash Ma'at, it's not only about the few chatan that we've mentioned. In a previous Kiner of Soloveitchik pointed out there was a reference to the failure to respond the main to a bracha. That as well is a chet, that we have to do a chesbon and nefesh for in general, but on this day of Tisha B'Av we recognize we can't leave any stone unturned. We are filthy with sin. And that is the subject of this kino l'cha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshet tapanim, after having started and throughout the morning continuing eicha, 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 how can you do this? Slowly there is a recognition that the answer is brass obvious. You find from this point on in the kinos much fewer references to eicha. This is perhaps a turning point. We're not pointing our fingers anymore at God and saying, how could you do this? But we're beginning to recognize the obvious answer, l'cha Hashem atzdaka.